I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. New technologies are being developed to allow pathologists to look at microscopic images of a patient's cells and tissues without having to take a physical biopsy. To talk about in vivo microscopy is Dr. David Lewin. He's a professor of pathology and laboratory medicine and director of gastrointestinal pathology at MUSC. Dr. Lewin, tell us about in vivo microscopy.
So in vivo microscopy is an exciting new technology that's come around in the last few years, which allows individuals to look at living tissue at a microscopic level. So already we can look at organ systems by doing radiographic techniques, CT exams, MR exams. And what this is doing is really focusing those same types of techniques on a cellular level.
And how far along is this new technology? Is it in research? Is it being used on patients?
So it's still in research, but it is actually in use in patients. There are two systems that are FDA approved that people can use to do this. And it's being used in areas where currently it's very difficult to take biopsies. So the ophthalmologists have been using this for a reasonable amount of time to actually look at the back of the eye and evaluate the back of the eye. Similarly, the cardiologists have been using it to look at coronary arteries, which again, you couldn't take biopsies of.
And more research is underway then to expand the use of this technology?
Yes. So the goal right now is to expand the uses into other areas, so gastrointestinal areas and other areas in addition to where it's currently being used.
And is this research that you're currently involved in?
It is. I'm currently working with one of my gastroenterology colleagues to look at use of this system in a disease called Barrett esophagus, which is a change that happens within the esophagus that's a potential lesion that can lead to cancer of the esophagus. At this point, we're using it more to identify areas to take biopsies rather than to primarily make a, quote, optical biopsy or biopsy without having to take a piece of tissue.
And what is the equipment involved in this new technology?
It really is a light source and a detector. And so what we're doing is sort of ultrasound using light or reflectance to actually look at individual cells.
And Dr. Lewin, what might the future uses be of this approach or this technology?
So the future uses are vast, actually. So you could use it to make primary diagnosis, so avoid actually having to take biopsies for individuals. The other interesting thing about this technology is that it shows us details that we don't see under the microscope. Because you're looking in the living patient, you actually see vessels, you see blood moving, you see other types of findings that we don't see in a piece of tissue that we've taken out that's no longer a living piece of tissue.
And any guess about how long it might take as far as further research to make this more widely used?
Well, so we're still looking at how this can be used and what's the most effective use of this. It's still trying to be worked out exactly how good it is. And I mean, there's always the possibility that this won't go anywhere. But then there's the possibility within a few years that this actually will become more common. Right now, we're using it to actually target, look for where we're going to take biopsies and ultimately, perhaps looking at making diagnosis.
Dr. Lewin, thanks for providing this information about in vivo microscopy.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.